I'll speak to you under the caption, Jesus, the Master Teacher. Shall we bow heads to prayer? Father, we ask you again to guide your words to our hearts as we listen. May we be strengthened. May we be good teachers. We pray in Jesus' name. Somebody says, I was thinking about how difficult it must be to be a teacher today. But after some thought, I came up with three great reasons, the person says, why anyone would want to be a teacher in the 21st century. Listen to the three reasons. They are June, July, and August. You get that? Another person says, you would think that such honorable profession, given the charge of shaping the minds of our future leaders, the profession that teaches and trains all other professionals, would receive compensation equal to its responsibilities. Sure, the teachers will agree with me with this one, that you need some more money. Quality teachers are the foundation of our education, our educational excellence. For a country to excel, it needs quality teachers to educate, teach, and guide the nation's children. Thank God for the Wilmers Boys School Teachers Association, its members who are here to worship with us this morning, and also other teachers who are here to worship with us this morning. For the work that you have been doing with our youngsters, molding and shaping their lives for the present and the future, we want to say thanks. It's a difficult job to be a teacher in the time in which we live, isn't that so? To be a teacher these days, especially to teach boys in a society where most of our fathers are absent from our homes, it's difficult. It is a challenge, a challenging job, because school is not like when I used to go to school. Hello? Do I have any witness here? Teachers could spank any one of us if we get out of line. And we had to be respectful, and we better not retaliate, or else when we get home, we'd get another spanking. Today, in most schools, there are someone who is in charge of discipline. The police and other security are a part of our educational system today. There are those students who carry guns and knives to school as if they are going to war. The teacher of the 21st century has to be skilled in multitasking. He or she has to be mother, father, counselor, psychologist, doctor, nurse, etc. Therefore, if we are going to have a disciplined school and disciplined society, we must have teachers who have spinal tenacity and willing to stand for what is right, though the heavens fall. Just to share a little about our school system, Seventh-day Adventist school system. To Adventists living in the 21st century, it may seem that Christian education has been central to our church from its inception. However, this is not so. Formal education, in fact, was the last major institutional development developed within our denomination. But by way of contrast, the Seventh-day Adventist Church established its first school in 1872, That's a long time, isn't that so? And today we have over 113 Adventist universities and colleges worldwide. Not to mention high schools and prep school. Up to 2006, we have over 5,362 elementary schools and 1,462 secondary school worldwide. Thank God for committed, dedicated teachers, those in our schools and those in the schools, other schools. Thank God for these teachers who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior so that they can be guided and in turn they can guide our students. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was speaking at a ceremony where they were recognizing teachers, inductees into the Hall of Fame. This is what he said, and I quote, "A good teacher inspires a thirst for learning that lasts for a lifetime." End of quote. I believe this was the type of teacher Jesus was. It may interest you to know that Jesus was a teacher, and not just a teacher. He was the master teacher. And the church say amen. And there are other titles that were assigned to Jesus that come more quickly to mind than teacher. For example, Lord, Savior, Master, Redeemer. But there's an amazing fact. Of the 90 times Jesus was addressed directly in the gospel, 60 times he was called teacher. This was the word the multitude used. This was how the disciples referred to him. Jesus himself used the term when he said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." John 13:13. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, he said, "We know that you are what? That you are a teacher who has come from God." Based on Matthew 13, multitude followed him because of his method of teaching. If you permit your Bible to journey with you, turn with me to our scripture reading. Matthew 13:1-8. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered to gather unto him, so that we went into a ship. He went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seed fell where? By the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them. And some fell elsewhere, upon stony place, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold." This was how Jesus addressed the disciples. This was his method of teaching, by using parables. And while he was talking to them about the sowers who went out to sow, the multitude was watching the farmers live on the hillside. of Palestine, scattering the seeds in their farms. It was like watching a flat screen TV. What a marvelous, as it were, object lesson. What a marvelous visual aid he used. Some fell on thorns. They sprang up and they were choked after a while. Yet there were those who were looking good, but after a while they withered away. There were yet other seed that fell on good ground, and these brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Those who are teachers, when you teach your students and prepare them for exams, you are expecting them to reproduce, am I right? And do well and prosper. Jesus, the master teacher, was expecting his teachings to bear fruit. He was hoping that those who listened to his word would believe them and become citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Some listened and followed for a while, but after a while they went their own ways. Others pretended that they were obedient to his word, but they allow worldly lifestyle, the glitter and glamour of the world, to destroy their relationship that they had with the master. But thanks be to God, there were a few that fell on fertile soil, so they grow and mature and bring forth a good harvest. While you may be producing students who are doing well, my question is, how are you doing when it comes on to your relationship with the master teacher? Are you following his syllabus, the Bible? And while you prepare your students to pass exams down here, which is very important. However, I would like to remind you that there is a great examination day coming for you and coming for me, coming for all of us. Matter of fact, we are writing and preparing our SBAs right now. Yes, what we do on these papers will determine where we spend eternity. What will be the outcome of our final exams? Every one of us will be sitting this exam. There will be no ones or twos or threes. It's either that you will pass or you will fail. That rigorous preparation time is right now. Right now as I speak, because death can come at any time. Just like your students, if you fail to prepare, you need to prepare to fail. So it's also in the preparation of our souls for eternity. Only with the power of God, we can successfully fight sin. So it is important to give your life to Jesus. Isn't that so? And if you are going to be successful in your final exam to come, you must now give that heart to Jesus. No other preparation that we do in life is as important as the preparation of our souls for eternity. Jesus is extending an invitation to all of us. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give what? I will give you rest. Rest unto your souls." Are you preparing? Are you prepared for this great examination day, which I believe is soon to come? Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 14:1-3. Can you think of some teachers who have impacted the world? Confucius, a great Chinese thinker. Aristotle, a Greek philosopher. Booker T. Washington, noted, renowned American political leader and educator. History has echoed the truth of that verdict as to who is the greatest teacher that ever walked this earth. It's proven that it is Jesus Christ. Scottish theologian James Sturt said, "The teaching of Jesus has had power and effect with which influence of no other teacher can ever a moment be compared." What effect does his teaching have on our lives? When Jesus had finished giving the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew tells us the crowd were so amazed at his teaching because he taught as one having what? Authority. Not as the teachers of the law. The rabbis quoted each other, but Jesus spoke the truth and authoritative words of God. E.G. White says, true education means more than a preparation for the life that now is. It has to do with the whole being and with the whole period of existence possible to man. It is the harmonious development of physical, mental, and spiritual powers. It prepares the students for the joy of service in this world and for the higher joy of wider service in the world to come. End of quote. Taken from the book, Education, page 13. It means then that the work of a true teacher is a dual thing. He or she has a God-given responsibility to prepare the student for this life and for the life to come. This is more than passing on information or give grades. True teachers help their student to understand the principles of life. Hello? It's more than just a grade giver. True teacher insists that their students do well and don't pride in failing them. Remember one teacher I heard one summer said, you know, I don't give A's. Hello? You telling me you don't give A's? What kind of teacher you are? Jesus never entered a classroom as we know a classroom today. He never had a degree as we understand an educational degree. Yet all the world was his classroom. No degree teacher did any greater than what Jesus Christ did. He was truly and absolutely the master teacher, the greatest teacher of all time. Was Jesus a teacher? And did he teach well? Consider his final word, Matthew 28:19 onwards. His last instruction, his ultimate command, to go and teach and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. His final command was a teaching command. How well did it work? Look around. 2,000 years have passed, and today across the world, over 2 million people bear his name. Christianity has spread from Jerusalem to every corner of the globe. At this very moment, multiplied thousands of missionaries are doing what Jesus said they are to do, teaching all nations. If the success of this student is the measure of the teacher, then no teacher was ever so successful as the one and only master teacher, Jesus Christ. Have you accepted teachers, the master teacher? If you don't, how can you teach? Have you given your life to him as yet? If not, why not today? Time is running out, and Jesus is soon to come. Are you willing to accept him as your master teacher, your Lord and Savior? I am willing to accept him afresh. If this is your desire, let me see those hands. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.